This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're back with Generation Next. It is 12 minutes past 7. You're here with Maddie.
Chris.
And Dylan. I'm back.
Back, baby.
So we did get a lovely text message in on 0427JOY949. You can hit that up too. Saying, guys, what does Joan Rivers' death mean to Gen Y? Do they care about her being a gay icon? Now, Maddie and I have got different views. Chris is a bit on the fence with this
one. I'm very neutral. I'm Switzerland.
I was about to say, Chris is repping Switzerland right now. Look, Maddie, would you... I love Joan Rivers. Now... I like her. I've looked up to her for many years. I mean, she was an amazing insult comic, and she did do quite a bit for the gay community. Now, recently, she did make some very hurtful comments about Michelle Obama, calling Michelle Obama a tranny.
Yeah, I cannot get behind that. I know that she did good things for comedy, but I personally. I don't like insult comedy. I find it to be cheap. I find it to be hurtful. I don't know. I can't find the humor in it.
Yeah. And I quite enjoy insult comedy. Maybe because I'm also quite self-deprecating. I like taking jokes and taking the piss out of myself. And even like with my friends, we do the same. Like we are quite... Like, we'll do something and it'll be like an ongoing joke. You know, someone made a mistake and we'll just keep...
I think it's kind of in our society as the queer society. We are very much, we do take that on board. And not everyone, of course, but it's a very much thing. Maybe she maybe saw that and was thinking, well, maybe, you know, they won't get as offended. But
what I found is that, you know, it's different when I'm, you know, cracking jokes with my friends to if I'm making comments at someone who is not in on the joke. Like totally. Just throwing the tea slur at someone is just not, I can't get behind that. I can't find that acceptable.
She did say, I think it's a compliment. She's so attractive, tall, with a great body, great face.
You don't use that
makeup.
Word. You just don't.
Oh. Totally.
Yeah. Look, everyone's different. And I guess the way I see things is I don't take it seriously. That's a thing. I mean, you just knock it off. It is, to some, it is a bit, you know, hurtful. But in all honesty, she's just here to make people laugh. But she does make people talk, and that's what she was here for.
Totally. And, like, even with, like, say, Beyonce, where she said, how can somebody with so much money look so cheap? And, like, if any you ever see Beyonce, she always looks quite incredibly glamorous.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... I don't think you could take Joan Rivers' insult seriously. It's the same with, like, you look at another Jewish comedian, like Sarah Silverman, who's very much in the same likeness, who makes these comments, but then she also does it to create a dialogue. Like... I don't know if you remember, if you've ever watched her TV series, but she had one surrounding blackface and do African Americans or do Jews have it worse off in America? And there was this amazing dialogue that they raised about discrimination is discrimination no matter what, and how casual racism is still a thing, but it's the intent. I think it's where the intent lies.
Yeah, and honestly, I just found her cruel. Maybe she was... I know she was trying to be funny, but there's just some things that aren't funny. And she was hurting people. And she was... I feel as though people would hear her and be like, oh, so that's what you say when you don't like someone or when you're trying to attack someone. And
maybe
I'm just not on board with that at all.
Mm. Oh, look, maybe she could be the spokesperson for people out there who would like to say these things, but in a way she's... that person to do it for you, so I guess
from that text, what does Joan Rivers' death mean to Generation Y? It means a lot of different things.
So, well, we just got an email on air at joy.org.au from Megan saying, never okay to use tranny as a joke. Megsy. Thanks, Megsy.
Oh, thanks for that.
And another one saying, thank goodness Australians have an irreverent sense of humour. Not all gays liked her. I think we've just proven that. We've got some very dissenting opinions in here.
Absolutely. And that's what makes our generation so fantastic, is that we can say, hey, I have a different opinion, but we're still people and I'll listen.
Yeah.
We think we're people, but...
I don't know what I am most days.
I'm a people person, people.
So you're at least four people. That's what I got from what you just said.
Somewhat. Yeah, to the A to the B, anyway.
Anyway, that was just a bit of a divergence.
That was a good discussion, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Keep on chatting on air at joy.org.au, 0427JOY949. And now, Recently in the UK, there's been a call to remove the one-year deferral period for men who've had sex with men to donate blood. The same law applies in Australia, where a man who's had sex with a man within the last year is ineligible to donate blood. While in the USA, any man who's had sex, even protected with another man since 1977, is permanently ineligible to give blood.
Say what?
Yeah.
I didn't actually know that. We can actually donate blood if you're gay, as long as you say that you haven't had sex with a guy in a year. To me, that's a surprise, and that's good.
It's also the case that women who have had sex with a man who has had sex with a man also have the same one-year deferral period.
And it's interesting because the Red Cross say that it does not come from a place of discrimination. And look, I can understand, I guess, where they're coming from. And, you know, it's a stretch for me to say able to say I understand, because even if you are having in a monogamous relationship and both partners have a negative HIV status, that's still frowned upon. That's still actually not allowed to donate
blood. I guess, yeah, in Australia, like, gay society is seen, you know, it's great now. What we have is pretty good. We're progressing. But I guess in a medical term, like, they want to be as safe as possible no matter what. And they're not trying to cop us out by saying, well, you guys are dirty. So, no, they're just saying this is a professional standard that we need to uphold.
But things have changed so much since those laws were enforced.
Yeah.
At the same time, the HIV stats are not declining.
Yeah.
That's another factor that
testing is much, much easier nowadays. And
absolutely,
all blood is screened before it is used.
But I guess in saying that, you know, it has to be professional. Like, the medical side, it's purely based on that. And they're seeing it just to prevent any more causes.
Honestly, I don't feel like it's medical anymore. I feel like it's political.
It could be. You just never know. I mean, like what you just said before, Maddie, was to me that you could be in a heterosexual relationship and still, you know, have sex and all that and still, you know.
But example, a man could go out and have unprotected sex with 10 different women in a night, not knowing anything about them, and still go and donate blood 2 days later. A man who's in a monogamous relationship with his male partner and only has protected sex would not be able to. And I don't find that fair.
How does it work for, say, I guess, injecting drug users?
Injecting drug users, I think that's a lifetime deferral as
It's a lifetime deferral.
Things like if you've had a tattoo or piercing, it's a 6 month, I think, or a year.
Right. See, and that's what kind of spins me out as well, is the fact that, okay, if they haven't sterilized the equipment before you go and have a tattoo or a piercing, if that is a 6 month ban or a 6 month ineligible to donate blood, why is the gay sex 12 months?
Yeah.
Like, they're both, I just don't understand.
And the fact that they don't specify anything about protection is just, gay sex cannot donate blood because you have the AIDS. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I know that there are plenty of countries around the world where people think of Canada as being quite liberal. Canada has a 5-year deferral period.
Holy
Same God. With New Zealand.
And this is such a... It's sad because blood is kind of hard to get these days.
Yeah.
And you want to enforce as many people to get on board.
Absolutely.
On
there's been... The UK is having pretty much a crisis in terms of blood donations. And people have been saying, look, I think there's been a lot of people recently doing known as the gay blood drive. Gay men will go along with a friend or a partner who will donate blood in their name, saying, you know what, I can't donate blood because I'm gay, but my friend is going to donate in my name. But if we could both donate, you get twice as much blood, you know?
Yeah, it spins me out. It does spin me out.
Like, you think it's more of a political thing, Manny, is that right?
Yes, because I feel like if an organisation, say the Red Cross said, look, we feel we've done some studies, we don't think... We don't think that this one-year deferral is helpful. We're going to remove this ban. They would get the right-wingers up in arms.
And
the right-wingers are pretty powerful.
Yeah. Well, look, what about hypothetically if they made a clinic just for gays to donate blood and it's specifically just for them as well? I mean, that might be segregating ourselves, but at least it's a step.
There's also that a lot of people who need blood transfusions aren't really in a place to say, yes, I'm gay or whatever.
Yeah, totally. Also, like, it spins me out because when I think about people who are in need of blood donations, I think of, you know, people living with cancers, people who've been involved in an accident. And I just think that it's, you know, there are so many tragedies in the world. Why inhibit more people from assisting someone on the road to recovery?
Yeah.
Because if you've got, or you know, even people who are living with HIV, they need to get blood transfers.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just seems weird.
It specifies in the, this is from the Australian Red Cross, within the last 12 months, have you had male-to-male sex, that is oral or anal sex, with or without a condom? So they still say, even if it's with a condom, we think you're too high risk, which is the odds of HIV transmission through sex with a condom is not high.
Is this an outdated protocol?
No, this is right now.
Most recent. Just right recent. Okay.
It always spins me out, though, when people say, have you what had about oral sex with a condom? It's kind of like, I know that it's one of the better practices to do, but I'm like, what?
What about if you gave the option for the person who's needing blood, if, you know, we don't have your blood type, but we do have it in this.
We have it in gay.
But we have it in gay. Like, at least they could think of it in that. That would be something.
I think it's also, again, there are people who certainly aren't able to say, you know, people who are in surgery, people who are unconscious.
Yeah, it's a critical time, so they might not have the opportunity to respond. They'd be like, just whatever, just save me, damn it. So if you could have it gay, why not?
I'm sorry, Dylan is having a crisis over here.
I just tickled me.
I can just see it now. Our blood is, like, sprinkling.
Yeah,
with,
I can just imagine this
blood.
Red bag with glitter.
Look, I've donated blood numerous times. I never saw any rainbows in my bag. Like, am I doing it wrong?
Oh, damn, I'm not gay enough. Go out there, girly, get some of that same-sex attracted fun going on.
I know, we want to hear your thoughts, guys. So if you're a nurse, doctor, or anyone that's in that field, you know, maybe
if you donate blood, if you can't donate blood, or if you've had to have a blood transfusion.
And maybe give us more of an in-depth reason why these things are the way they are.
Yeah, absolutely. On 0427JOY949 or online, or on air at joy.org.au. I think we need to give Dylan some time to calm down.
Yeah, I'm good.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.